Now you will hear the third talk. Look at the questions. Listen to a school presentation.
There are lots of myths about video games, but also about the kind of people who play video games. So what I want to do today, as someone who loves playing video games, but also someone who studied this, I want to tell you the truth about video gamers and debunk some of the myths about who we are. One myth is about age. A lot of people think video games are for kids, but according to industry statistics, about two-thirds of video gamers are over the age of 18. In fact, one of the biggest growth markets for video games is among senior citizens. Approximately 38% of Americans aged 50 and older play video games in order to keep their brains stimulated, and there's some evidence that playing can, in fact, slow the onset of dementia and other neurological diseases. Another myth is about gender. It's true that in the past, more males than females played video games, but since about 2010, women have made up about half of all gamers. In fact, one criticism of video games is that there's not enough female representation, as characters, as heroes, and there are special interest groups trying to rectify that. That's a criticism I agree with, because there are so many female gamers and they deserve to be represented. Another misconception is that playing video games is socially isolating. But almost 60% of frequent gamers play with friends, and many games actually require multiple players. There are huge active online communities where people interact and talk about video games, with some psychologists finding that this metagaming, conversations about gaming, provides a great context for thinking about rules and rule breaking. Topics that extend into real life.
Number 33. What is the purpose of the speaker's talk? Number 34. Who is said to comprise one of the fastest growing segments of the video gaming population? Number 35. Why does the speaker mention neurological diseases? Number 36. What criticism of video games does the speaker accept? Number 37. What statistic does the speaker provide? Number 38. What is metagaming? End of part 2.